And it could be
Blog Talk Radio.
Lately I've been trusting and confessing the wrong things, been messing with my head for true corruption. Release pain, distrusting, and instead of concentrating on situations, I'm facing steady pacing and I'm making no moves. I'm hesitating and I'm nervous, but that one word just feels like it's gonna be alright. I can make it through the night. Don't wanna hear mama say, or daddy say, or sister say, or brother say. I just wanna hear you.
The one place of worship.
Can y'all hear me?
Coming from where?
Deuteronomy 12.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Let me get 11.
I thought we went Numbers. Oh, Deuteronomy. Okay. Deuteronomy 12.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Okay.
These are the decrees that the Lord you must be careful to follow in the land that the Lord, the God of your fathers, has given you to possess as long as you live in the land. Destroy completely all the places on the hill mountains and on the hills and on the every spread a fretted tree where the nation you are disposing worship their God. Break down the altars, mess up, tear stones, and burn their ashes whole in the fire. Cut down the idol of their God and wipe out their name from these places. You must not worship the Lord your God in their way, but you are to seek the place of the Lord your God will choose from among all of your tribes, so, to put his name there for to swear it. To that place you must go. There bring your grain offering and sacrifice your tithe and treasure gifts. What you have vowed to give in your free will offering, and the firstborn of your herd and flock. Therein the presence of the Lord your God. You and your family shall eat and shall rejoice in everything that you have put your hand to. Because the Lord your God has blessed you. You are not to do as we do here today. Everyone is to be since you have not yet reached the resting place and the inheritance the Lord your God has given you, that you will pass the journey and sell in the land. Okay, somebody needs to put their phone on. In the land and the Lord said he given you as the inheritance, and he will give you rest from all of your enemies around you, so that you will live in safety. Then to the place the Lord your God will choose as a dwelling for his name. There you are to bring everything I command you, your burnt offering and your sacrifice, your time and spiritual gifts. And all the treasures that you have vowed to the Lord, and there we go before the Lord your God, you, your son and daughter, your men servant and your maid servant, and the Levite from your town. You have no allotment or inheritance of their own. Be careful not to sacrifice your grain offering anywhere you see. Offer them only at the place the Lord will choose in one of your tribes. And there observe everything I command you. Nevertheless, you may slaughter your family in any of your towns and eat as much of the meat as you want. But if it was grazing or gift, according to the blessing the Lord your God given you. Both the ceremony unclean and the clean may eat it, but you must not eat the blood. Throw it out on the ground in the water. You must not eat in your own town. The tithe and your grain from new wine and oil, or the firstborn of your herd and flock, and whatever you have vowed to give by your goodwill offering. As sacred gifts, instead you have to eat them in the presence of the Lord your God, and to praise the Lord your God will choose you. Your kingdom and glory, your ministry, and the nation, and the Levites from your kingdom, who you are. Jesus is the Lord your God, and all the things that you put your hand to. Be careful not to neglect the Levites as long as you live in your land. Then the Lord your God has enlarged your territory as he promised you. And you gave me and say, I will not from me. Then you may eat as much as it is you want. If the place where the Lord God chooses to give his name, then he will away from you. You may slaughter animals from the weeds and flocks the Lord has given you. And I have commanded you, and in your own town you may eat as much of it as you want. Eat them as you with slaves or deer, both in the ceremony, unclean and the clean, may eat. But be sure you do not eat the blood, because the blood is the life, and you must not eat the life with the meat. You must not eat the blood, throw it out on the ground like water. Do not eat it.
You know she's lying.
Go well with you, and you and your children after you, because you will be doing what is right in the eye of the Lord. But take your consecrated hands, and whatever you have vowed to do, and go to the place the Lord will see. Present your burnt offering on the altar, and the Lord your God, both the meat and the blood. The blood of your sacrifice must be poured beside the altar of the Lord your God, that you may eat the meat. Be careful to obey all these regulations and gifts that I'm giving you, so that it may always go well with you and be citizen after you, because you will be done what is good and right in the eye of the Lord your God. The Lord your God will put off before you the nation you are about to invade. This told that when you have drained them out and fell in the land, and after they have been destroyed before you, be careful not to be smashed by inquiring about their God, saying, how do we make the fear their God? We will do the same. You must not worship the Lord your God in that way, because in worship their God, they do all kind of detestable things the Lord hates. They even burn their sons and daughters in the fire and sacrifice to their God. See that you do all I command you. Do not add to it or take away from it. I read the whole entire chapter of prayer that you do not.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank the Lord. I will now give a roll call.
Good evening.
Auntie Dot.
Good evening.
Auntie Betty.
Good evening.
Mom. And myself.
Amen.
We come with the blessing of God. Lord, we love you. Lord, we thank you. Lord, we praise you. Lord, we come to you once again in the family prayer. We ask that you bless this young woman and lead your angels to protect us as we share our good with you. Oh Lord, open up our hearts to receive your spirit right now. Help us to actively listen to your word. Allow our minds to accept the teaching and for us to see the moment we stay together today. In your precious name, amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Let's come to the part of our show to us. Anyone have anything to share? Come around to us. I'll see you again.
Yes.
Auntie Janet?
Oh.
Okay. I'm I would like to share from Psalm 16. David seeks preservation and blessing. Preserve me, O Lord, for in thee do I put my trust. O my soul, thou hast said unto the Lord, thou art my Lord, my goodness extendeth not to thee, but to the saints that are in the earth, and to the excellent in whom is all my delight. The sorrow shall be multiplied that hasten after another God, that drink offerings of blood will not offer, nor take up their name into my lips. The Lord is the portion of my inheritance and of my cup. Thou maintainest my life. The lions are falling upon me in pleasant places. Yes, I have a goodly heritage. I will bless the Lord who has given me counsel. My reign also instructs me in the night season. I've set the Lord always before me, because he's at my right hand, and I shall not be moved. Therefore, my heart is glad, and my glory rejoices. My flesh also shall rest in hope, for thou wilt not leave thy soul in hell, neither will thou suffer the Holy One to see corruption. Thou wilt show me the path of life. In thy presence is fullness of joy. At thy right hand, there are pleasures forevermore. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Tell who?
The Auntie Dot.
Okay, I'm reading Psalm 100.
Praise the Lord.
Make it just. Sir, 100, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye land. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know that the Lord, he is God. It is he that had made us and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep are his pasture. Enter into his gate with thanksgiving and into his court with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. For the Lord is good, his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endure to all generations. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Got you read.
Excuse me?
Thank you.
Okay.
Auntie who?
Yeah. Auntie Betty.
Okay.
Okay.
That read what I was going to read. I will read Matthew chapter 6.
Okay.
It says, take heed that you do not before men to be seen of them. Otherwise, you have no reward of your Father which is in heaven. Therefore, when you do thy arms, do not sound a trumpet before thee, as the hypocrites do in the synagogue and in the street, that they may have glory of men. Verily I say unto you, you have their reward. But when thou dost, let not thy left hand know what thy right hand doeth, that thy arm may be secret, and thy Father which sees in secret himself shall reward thee openly. And when thou prayest, thou shalt not be as a hypocrite, for they love to pray standing in the synagogue and in the corner of the street, that they may be seen of men. Verily I say unto you, they have their reward. But when thou prayest, enter unto your closet, and when thou hast shut the door, pray to the Father which is in secret, and the Father which sees in secret shall reward thee openly. But when ye pray, use not vain repetition, as the heathen do, for they think that they shall be heard for their much speaking. Be not ye therefore like unto them, for your Father knows what things ye have need of before you ask him. After this manner, therefore, say, pray ye, our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debt as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, power, and the glory forever. Amen, amen, amen.
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 Amen. Lord, praise the Lord.
Thank you for that reading. I see better on that. Next, I have more.
See, I'm telling you to really do Christ in you, the hope of glory. It's Christ in you, the hope of glory. The Holy Spirit in control. This was the mystery hid through the ages, made manifested to saints, made holy. Walk in the Spirit that is in the future. To overcome self and sin, walk in the light you have been given, so show the world you're born again. Pray without ceasing, quench not the Spirit. Commit to live a holy life. Be strong, my brothers, in Christ Jesus, and in the power of this might. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. 119.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we have another call to call in. Daniel, is that you? Dan, is that you? I think that's Dan.
Yeah.
Okay. Dan, do you have anything you'd like to share tonight?
I'm just listening, brother.
Okay. Yep. Okay, I'll be coming out of Luke 21.
Amen.
Jesus saw the rich putting their gifts into the temple trade. He also saw a poor widow put in two very small copper coins. I tell you the truth, he said. This poor widow has put in more than all the others. All these people gave their gifts out of their wealth, but she, out of her poverty, put in all she had.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen.
I don't think so.
Okay. Heavenly Father, you made us a family, Sometimes I have not been the protection of my family, but I know, Lord, we need one another. Help me, Lord, to love them no matter what our difference seems to be. Lord, I ask you to help me to do my part in keeping my family together by always showing your grace and your mercy. Be with us in our time of working together, praying together, worshiping together. Help me, Lord, to remember the forgiveness you have given me. You forgive the members of my family. Help us, Lord, to be grounded in your word and to grow in you when we are together. Let us continue to serve you, Lord. May we always have our eyes on you. Excuse me. And may we always have the hope of heaven. These are my hopes and dreams for my family, Lord. Lead me and maintain them according to your perfect will for my family. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen.
And that's where the sick and shut in. Next, we have our birthday. We had birthdays this month from 15th to the 21st of September. Who you saying, Auntie Dot?
Okay.
We got
My son-in-law,
Michael.
My son-in-law, Michael, says of this month.
Okay, Michael. We got Rudolph Patty on the 18th, and we got Grail on the 15th, and we got Reddy. What Reddy grandson name?
We got Damien on the 16th. We got Champ Ladder on the 19th.
Happy birthday, Kelly. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, God bless you. Happy birthday to you. And many more. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday. Let me you have anything to share, feel free to start it off with Auntie Betty.
Okay, I'm going to sing a little song.
Okay.
One more time. God has allowed us to come together one more time. Yeah, one more time. God has allowed us to pray together one more time. Yeah, one more time. God has allowed us to sing again one more time, oh, one more time,
lot of sisters together one more time. Yeah, one more time. One more time. God has a lot of sisters together one more time. Amen, amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Yes, I'm reading Psalm 134. Blessed the Lord. Behold, bless the Lord, all his servants of the Lord, which by night stand in the house of the Lord. Lift up your hand in the sanctuary and bless it the Lord. The Lord that made heaven and earth, bless thee out of Zion. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you, God, for that.
Read that song. Auntie
Janice. Oh, okay. I'm not hearing well tonight. I'm sorry. I'm hearing some. I'm praying how much the Lord loves me. 1 John 3:1. See how great a love the Father has bestowed upon us, that we should be called children of God, and such we are. I magnify you with thanksgiving, my Father, for I belong to you forever. You chose me in Christ before the creation of the world. You drew me to yourself. You accepted me in your beloved Son, welcoming me into the everlasting love you have for him. And now, as your child, you take me in your arms and tell me that you love me. Nearer, so very near to you. Nearer, I could not be. But in the person of your Son, I'm just as near as he. Dear, so very dear to you. I could not dearer be. The love by which you have loved your Son, O great Heavenly Father, such love you have for me. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Matthew 17, and the subject of this scripture says, a foretaste of glory. Matthew 17:4, the account of what is known as the transfiguration. In this scene, Jesus announced the glory that was yet to come. Jesus took three of his disciples up into the high mountain and was transfigured before them. His face shone as the sun, and his clothes were white and light. He revealed himself in a way that they had never seen him before. He replenished with light as he would one day appear as the glory, a glorified Son and man. Peter, completely perplexed by this version, would have liked to prolong it, but the hour spent on the mountain was not to last very long. As in truth in our lives, we must return to the valley, to the background of spiritual warfare prior to their descending. However, God spoke and expressed his pleasure in his Son. The disciples fell on their faces to the ground and as struck as the majesty approach of a living God. As sin of men, they bowed and feared before the Holy God, who Jesus allowed only three to witness the transition one day. All who know all and love him with both witness and experience a great transition from mortality to immortality.
Our Christian hope is that one day Jesus Christ will return, transplanted, and that his people, the church, will be caught up to meet him in the clouds. The transfusion give us a glimpse of what we will someday experience. The song, Blessed Assurance, express our participation of that day. Blessed Assurance, Jesus is mine. Oh, word and form, that glory divine. Lord of salvation, blessed Assurance, born of his name, watch him be blessed. This is my story. This is my sound. Praise my Savior.
Amen.
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 Praise the Lord.
Man.
Hallelujah.
Food, I'm sure for the anything, anyone that would like to have. I'd like to, is the reason Angie and I here, she is moving her grandson, I mean her son, that's my grandson. They are moving, and she had made it back. Thank the Lord that they moved, and Retta is celebrating her grandson's birthday today. So that's what they are, that's the reason we're not here.
Her grandson what? Birthday.
Angela read a grandson's birthday tomorrow.
Oh,
okay.
Okay.
And
Angela's
using her grandson today.
Oh, okay.
Her son, not her grandson. It's my grandson, but her son. You know, they were with her for a while, but now they moved out. Thank the Lord.
All right. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Now I'm going to come with the closing prayer. Before the closing prayer, anyone would like to take up the reading for next week?
I read Deuteronomy 13. Auntie Betty.
Auntie Betty, okay. I thought it.
Okay.
All right, speak in the shut in. I see that. The open prayer.
The open prayer.
Okay. Right, okay. And we have the closing prayer. I'll do the closing prayer. Okay, now. Child's prayer. My Heavenly Father, thank you for the cross, Lord, the blood you shed for me, for your new mercy every day, your grace and liberty. Thank you for my community, Lord, and all of my family, to keep each one near to our heart and hold them tenderly. Thank you for my ears to hear and for my eyes to see. And I'm still and read your word, please show your peace to me. When I rise up each morning and give my day to you, let the sun rise in my heart and let his love shine through. And before I make decisions, remind me I must pray that everything I say and do be in every way. Reach out to others through me, to hurt you, sad and lost, as Jesus gave his life to me, Lord. I will pray the promise. In Jesus' name I ask. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Amen.
Okay, that concludes our show for today. Walk with Jesus. I'd like to thank everyone that called in. And I'd like to thank you all for participating. And hope y'all have a prosperous week ahead of you. And may God bless you all. Amen.
Amen. Amen. May God bless you all.
Same here.
All right.
Y'all have a blessed night. Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.